Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
God often uses these weird situations to shape us and to strengthen our faith, actually, and to reveal what his actual purpose is in our lives.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hey, angels. Make sure to head over to my website, aishachristina.com, to download my free guide on idolatry. I promise it's really going to bless you. If you are interested in preventing delay in your life and you want to get rid of certain idols, this is the guide for you. Click the link in the description box below. Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. What a change of pace, right? Because it's been a while since I've done a solo episode, and I kind of just want to have a chill, relaxed conversation today about embracing change, you know, with grace and, of course, faith. I want to have a very real, raw, and honest conversation with you guys about where I'm at. I know I briefly touched on this before, where I was talking about transitioning into talking about Christian content, things like that. But if I'm really going to be honest with you guys, I have no idea what I'm doing. I really don't know what I'm doing. It was never my intention to start preaching sermons on my podcast. It was never a deliberate intention to even discuss my faith walk and turn my content into, you know, being very, very Christ-centric. That was never my intention. And so if I'm being honest, I'm just navigating through this whilst this is something that is very important to me and will forever be important to me. I'm still navigating and figuring out how I want to present that information to you guys. And that's me being so honest and so real. Someone asked me today on my channel, like, so is your channel about God only now? And I responded and I said, foundationally, yes. However, I do want to talk about other topics. I am going to be talking about other topics. I want to talk about dating, relationships, and all the things still, but it's just going to be, as you guys know, especially more than ever now, Christ-centered, but I don't want everything maybe to feel like a sermon or whatever. So I would love to introduce, and I'm open to suggestions if you have even been with me on this journey of, you know, having guests on here that are talking about wellness, success stories, testimonies. I mean, really, to me, they're one and the same. I want this podcast to be about lifestyle. Okay. It's not going to be specifically about dating and relationships. And it's also not going to specifically only be like sermons or what have you. But I want it to be a place where people can come and feel edified, because contrary to popular belief, I know one of the podcast episodes that I had posted was very controversial, which was expected. I knew I was talking about a topic that a lot of people feel very sensitive about. That episode, even though it wasn't even my story, that episode had affected and triggered a lot of people in me talking about the topic of homosexuality as it pertains to Christianity or homosexuality from a biblical perspective. And that seemed to have ruffled a lot of feathers.
hence me losing, on top of already talking about something that's not popular, being Christianity, you know, talking about a topic like that is not the most palatable, which is why, again, I didn't know I was going to talk about that when I did the podcast episode in my friend's testimony, but that is her story to share. And also, if you follow me and these are my belief systems, you don't have to, by any means, believe what I believe. And I, by no means in or would ever, because that goes against my belief system, in fact, would, you know, preach hatred of anyone based on their gender, race, whatever. I would never promote that. And I'm confused on where the message got misconstrued, that that seemed to be taken in that way, that I was somehow participating in, you know, disdain or dislike for that simply because it's something that I don't agree with from a biblical perspective. There are a lot of people, I want to be clear, that I love that are in that lifestyle. So let's just leave that right there. There are a lot of people that I love dearly that are in that lifestyle. So it is a completely false thing, especially as an actual true believer of Jesus Christ. It is completely false that I am in any way hating or I'm trying to push hatred in any capacity. And, you know, this is why I always say you have to have ears to hear and eyes to see, because if you're going to be automatically coming from a spirit of offense, by no means even was that episode even something that was delivered in a demeaning, a condescending, in a nasty, mean way. But if you're already going to hear with an ear of offense because you're offended that someone's lifestyle changed from that, and that biblically we are speaking from the perspective of what our belief system is, that's not preaching hatred. No one said you should dislike these types of people. You should dislike this race or gender. No one is saying any of those things because that's not biblical. Do you understand? So I just wanted to be clear when I'm saying that, because speaking of change, there's a lot of change, honestly, that I am embracing in this very transitional time of mine. My career is going in so many different directions that I didn't even predict that it was going to go at this age. And it's exciting, but especially I want to say as it pertains to this specific area, there's a lot of unknown. Like I don't know for sure how I want to deliver this information. What I do know is, now that I'm in my 30s, I want to have more of a lifestyle type of content platform where I want to be able to talk about entrepreneurship, wellness, my faith, dating, relationships, fashion, beauty. The whole thing is what I want to do. So let that be loud and clear with every, you know, before you think about anything else. I want to talk about everything. But my content, a lot of the time, is reflective of where I'm at. And this is where I'm at. So this is me being honest and transparent with you all, sharing what is important to me and what my journey is. And I'm not saying in any way that anyone has to believe what I believe. We all have choice power. I'm not forcing anything, which is why a lot of people have unsubscribed. And I'm not even upset at it. I truly am not. Because I'm still finding my tribe of people. I'm aware that when you guys first subscribed to me, some of you first subscribed to me, you were subscribing to me because I was offering dating and relationship advice. And I was talking about finding a guy that's going to be a provider. And I was giving you guys that pep talk and all these different things. Where I seem to get lost, where I feel like you guys, some of you guys lost the plot, was you guys feel like my personality, maybe that's just in my head. No one has really accused me of that. But I feel like some of you think that because I am a Christian now that my personality has changed in some way, shape, or form, that I, mind you, I've always been a Christian, you know, but when you talk about it in this way and you really stand on business about it, it becomes an issue. Because no one ever questioned why I always said at the end of every video, I love you and God loves you. No one ever was like, girl, I feel like that's pushy. But when you actually start to dissect and you talk about the things of the Lord and you stand on truth, people are obviously going to have an issue with that. And I am completely fine with that. I really am, because this is something that I truly believe with conviction. But I want to just say in general that This is not the definitive place that I'm going to be where this is how I'm going to be offering this type of content for the rest of my life. No, I'm not saying that because, again, I want to talk about other topics and wellness, things like that. I think it's obvious here that I am a believer of Jesus Christ. I want that to always be the foundation, but I'm just still finding my footing here. And all I can ask is for those of you that care and that have stuck around in this transitional time with me, I want to say thank you so much. And thank you for your patience. Thank you for, you know, believing in me. And thank you for not giving up just because I seem to take a huge pivot in the things that I was talking about. Because at the end of the day, whatever it is that I offer to you guys, I believe is all for your benefit. It is not to for you guys to think that I'm, oh, I guess she's one of those where she's in a cult somehow or whatever the case is. Please stop, because you know I'm that girl, okay? I'm that girl. Someone wrote on my comment section too, you used to be that girl, but this is disgusting. And I was like, okay, great. I'm a Jesus girl now. Like that stuff does not, it doesn't offend me. It's actually quite laughable. One thing I noticed that can never be said is that I'm a hateful person. I treat people with disrespect. No one around me can say that. Even people that I know in my personal life that have disagree with my belief system, none of them can say you're not reflective of what a Christian is because you're a very mean person. You do this, you do that. You don't have proof. No one can say that. I also had someone comment that was, you know, a dear friend of mine who is in that lifestyle. And he was saying that when he met me, I was so great to be around, all the things. And I'm like, that hasn't changed about me. Mind you, I believed this then. You just didn't know that. And that didn't change how I treated you because I don't believe in that. I don't believe in mistreating people simply because I may have a different belief system than them. So if anything, I was glad that he actually wrote that because in love, I feel like, great, you just proved my character as a believer of Jesus Christ. I want people to have experiences like that personally. That's my take on it. So speaking of, change can obviously be something that is very uncomfortable. It's scary, but it's a powerful catalyst for growth. And you guys are witnessing in real time where I'm at. I am in real time growing on the internet for once, I feel like, trying to find my footing in pivoting into this new lifestyle, also just showing content from a 30-year-old perspective. Like, I'm simply not interested in some of the things that I was interested in my 20s. Like, you know, like 30s, like you're getting your life together, all the things, you're adulting, all the things. And so I'm just navigating through that. Do you understand? I'm sure that this has to be something that is very relatable. But at the same time, change is, it's natural, right? It's a natural progression of life. And it also is inevitable. Me sharing that Jesus Christ has changed my life and I really decided to like focus on that, and it's for my betterment. It's for the things that I talk about is also for your betterment. And again, if you don't have ears to hear or eyes to see, you're not going to view it that way. You're going to easily, even when I was talking about the content that I was talking about before, I remember one time I had a TikTok that went like viral and I was talking about not dating someone that would take me to Red Lobster, and people were like upset that I said that. And they were like, what's wrong with Red Lobster? All the things. Or people would comment things like, hey girl, like you didn't have to deliver messages in that way. Or I had someone call me one time that I thought was my friend, and they were like, are you talking about me and my boyfriend? I just feel like, well, what do you, and I'm thinking, what? Like I've been making content like this before you, girl. Okay. So for you to call me and ask me if I am feeling a way about you, like you ever meet people who they think that because you think something that you must be thinking that about them, but really they only feel that way because they feel that way about themselves. So they feel insecure about their own situation. So they think that you are at home ruminating on their circumstances because that's what they do to other people. You picking up what I'm laying down? Yeah, it was one of those. It was one of those situations. And I was like, how arrogant of you to think that I'm thinking of you. You ever heard that quote that we would not be so caught up in what others think about us if we only knew how seldom they do. Like we would, people don't think about you as much as you think they do. And that's not to say that some people really do have no life and they really do be thinking about you like that. I'm not negating that situation. But what I'm saying is for the most part, people really are not thinking about you like that. They're thinking about their own lives and the things that they have to do. Keep that in mind. So this actually reminds me of a scripture actually in Ecclesiastes. I actually want to read it. One second. So in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1, it says, "There's an appointed time for everything and a time for every affair under the heavens." Okay. AKA, there is a time and a season for everything in your life. And I know that this season that God has me in right now, it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. There's a lot of unknown. I'm sure for you, maybe you feel the same. Like I thought that a lot of things kind of would have been at a certain level by time I turned 30, but my life just took a massive swing in every which way. I feel like my career took a swing, like where it's like, okay, this is going, we're going this direction. Okay, God, okay, what we doing? What we doing, Lord? You know, a lot of things in my personal life have been very unexpected. So I'm just navigating through all of those things like you guys are too. And I'm trying my best genuinely to do it with grace as well. Yes, with grace, definitely. So God often uses these weird situations to shape us and to strengthen our faith actually, and to reveal what his actual purpose is in our lives. I feel like our 20s are like trying on a bunch of hats and like kind of discovering who we are. And although I've always been a very sure person, I've always been very decisive, I still feel like even now, like in my 30s, I feel like even more of who I am and simply what I will not tolerate. Like for instance, there are certain people in my life that I used to tolerate because I just felt like, oh, well, maybe this will change in the future, or I didn't want to ruffle any feathers, so I didn't speak up. I allowed certain people to make me feel uncomfortable. Now in my 30s, I'm going to simply tell you, hey, with all due respect, this just simply doesn't work for me. You know, I kind of just don't see the point in continuing on with this relationship, this friendship, whatever it is, because I just don't feel like we align, and it is what it is. And I don't feel any way about it. As opposed to before, my earlier 20s, I would kind of feel like I didn't want to make anyone uncomfortable. I don't really know what it was that I was thinking, but we all go through that progression. Or I remember when I was younger too, I used to feel bad sometimes. Like I remember I was in like the grocery store and this guy asked me for my number. And I remember thinking like, I think I'm going to try my first no on him. But then I ended up giving him my number anyway, knowing when I gave this man my number that I did not want to even date him. Like I did not want to be with him at all. So what I did was I ended up cutting it off after I gave him my number. But after that, I was like, okay, Aisha, like seriously, you cannot, like it was no point in even giving him your number anyway. I just felt kind of put on the spot. Can anyone relate to that? Let me know in the comment section. I just felt put on the spot. So that's why I was like, I'll do it, whatever. But change is absolutely necessary, like I said, for our growth, because it does strengthen our faith. I don't know about you, but this is where people start to adapt a lot of, you know, they get into spirituality, right? Spirituality to me is different than being a disciple of Jesus Christ from a secular perspective. Hear me out. Because a lot of the times when you meet people who say that they're spiritual, someone like myself, you know, even if you guys scroll down, I have no shame. You guys scroll down to my podcast Instagram page when I first started it. I literally, just as recent as last year, that just goes to show how amazing God is, how he can really transform your life in a very short time span. I was talking about how I was going through something and it was because of Mercury retrograde, but thank you, Jesus, for this, da, da, da. Like a lot of people do. A lot of people believe in Jesus and believe in astrology at the same time. And some people also, you know, practice tarot and read their Bible at the same time. A lot of people practice these things that are a divination. And that's why when I talk about certain topics that pertain to me, I say them with conviction because I understand. I, too, thought that it was crazy when one of my subscribers DM'd me one day and was telling me that astrology is not of God and that it's divination. And I had the nastiest attitude. I think I blocked that girl, poor girl, because I was just like, ew, like, what is she saying? I was offended by what she said. So I do understand how triggering and how upsetting certain topics can feel to even discuss. When you see that, you feel like it's rejection towards you. You feel like it's someone that's directly attacking you and basically like they're kind of judging your character and saying that you're doing something bad. That's what it feels like. That's why we get offended, because that's exactly what it feels like. But that's not the case. It's just like when, you know, when we talk about things from a biblical perspective, God hates the sin. He does not hate the sinner. He hates the sin. So whenever we do something bad, you know, when we're sinning, God does not hate us, but he hates the sin that we do. Think about that. So just because someone does something that you don't like doesn't mean that you hate them, right? People do things that we don't like all the time. That doesn't mean that I hate that person. I disagree with what that person did. I disagree with the actions of maybe someone's lifestyle or what have you, but I do not hate anyone. Right. So, like I said, the things that we go through are supposed to reveal God's purpose in our lives. And I feel like I'm walking directly into that. I'm just keeping it real and honest. You know, I remember back in the day, I've always wanted to do things where I was traveling and I was speaking. And in 2023 is when these things started happening. Now, when I think about my life in general, there were sprinkles of times where I would be speaking in church. I would be, you know, doing my own sermons in church. I used to teach when I was in elementary school. Actually, I was teaching special ed when I was in fifth grade. I always loved teaching. So I know my office is definitely in teaching. And I have my own, you know, I don't want to say quirky, but I want to say my own flavor of how I like to introduce things, the analogies that I have, my personality, whatever the case is. Like, I am me. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I really am just me. What can I say? And I do my own thing. But I believe that that's, again, that's one of the things that just makes me unique in my own gift. And I also know that I'm a people person. I love people. I love hearing people's stories. Like, I love human psychology. I also do love the Bible, obviously. I love just learning about people, and I love hearing people's testimonies, and I love wellness, and I love fitness, and I love beauty. I love fashion. I'm a multi-hyphenate person, and that's what you're just witnessing. You're seeing all these things come alive. I made the decision literally this year. And I was like, I want to get into fashion. Like, so what I started doing now, I've been filming them. I posted my first reel last week from when I'm filming this, but I'm going to be posting my like church OOTDs every Sunday so that you guys can get inspiration on like what to wear to church, still be, you know, fashionable and sexy and sanctified. And like, why not? And like, I realized like, I do actually love fashion. I started buying more clothing and actually dressing up all the things because I'm like, you know what? Why not? I do love all things. I am like such a girly girl. If you guys haven't noticed already. Yeah, I'm such a girly girl. By the way, did you guys catch anything on the Sephora sale? Did you guys catch anything on the Sephora sale? Can I just tell you really quickly? Sidebar. So as I'm literally trying to get things on the Sephora sale, I'm locked out of my Sephora account, okay? I told this story on TikTok. Would you believe that for some reason the entire video is muted? It was such a good story. I'm not filming that again. Are you crazy? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. It was a one and done. That's why this reminds me of the times when I used to film by myself, and it was the worst if I was like slightly out of focus and like my assistant's like, Aisha, you need to refilm the entire video. And I'm like, no. Or I get to the end of the video and there's lip gloss literally dripping down my chin. And I'm like, it's going to stay there because I'm not filming it again. The jokes I told, the side comments I made, I'm not going to just go redo that. This isn't a script. This is just me doing what I'm doing. You guys are picking up what I'm laying down. Long story short, I was locked out of my account. got back in. To sum it up, it was a lot of trial and error. I had to delete the app, yada, yada. It was so ridiculous. I was still able to catch the sale. Still, early in the morning at 1:43 a.m., which was the next day. So it ended on the 11th. I was able to get these items on the 12th. I walked into Sephora today, and of course, I still felt like I had to get stuff. I really don't know why I'm like this, but I love all things beauty is what I'm trying to say. I love fragrance. I love makeup, all the things. You guys are picking up what I'm laying down. Anyways, so this season, if you are like me, where you feel like, I don't know what is going on. We plan, God laughs. You're not the only one. I'm here to tell you, this is what it's really like in your 30s. When we're in our 20s, we have all these ideologies of, oh, when I'm in my 30s, I'm going to be living here. I'm going to have this. I'm going to be with this person. I'm going to da-da-da. We plan and God laughs. Okay? So I am, like I said, navigating through these changes and trying to be real and transparent with you guys. And the crazy thing is a lot of people on the internet, they want you to be so transparent, but yet they want to use that transparency against you. I built a platform off of people not really knowing my personal information. I find that quite significant. You guys don't really know that much about me. You might think you do, but you really don't. That's just the truth. Now more than ever, for my true followers that have known me from the beginning, I saw someone comment one time saying like, you know, even for my vlog channel, we're going to be adding vlogs. Don't worry, I didn't abandon vlogging. I just had to take a short break from it. But for my vlog channel, someone said like, Aisha, this is huge because I know you never used to show your life like that. It's true. Me vlogging and showing more of my life, no matter in what curated way, was like way too much for me, like even 2-3 years ago. I would have never, ever wanted to vlog where I go, what I'm doing, what I'm thinking. Like, I just wanted to keep my platform a certain way. So I never would have thought there would have been a time where I was really kind of talking about myself and like, you know, what I'm kind of going through and what is on my mind and all the things. I do remember one time I went and filmed a story time about this guy that I dated that was a divorce lawyer. Do you guys remember that story? Oh, God. Anyway, so I was telling that story and I remember people commenting saying, well, girl, why would you even do this? And why would you even do that? And I'm thinking, are people serious? You guys want me to tell you the truth of what's happening? I'm literally sharing and opening up about what actually happened. And y'all are in the comment section talking about what I should and shouldn't have done. But then I also have to remember at the same time, when you talk about things publicly, you invite public scrutiny, you invite public opinion. So it really is what it is. It really just comes with the territory, if you ask me. But it makes you, people like me that are extremely private, it makes you want to crawl back into like your own little bubble because it makes you feel like, okay, well, let me just even tell less of like what my life is because you guys are judging the information that I gave you that by no means am I embarrassed of in any capacity. And you guys are taking that to the next level. So people are going to say a lot about you on this journey when you are in this season of transition. People, you're going to definitely lose some people along the way, especially as it pertains to, you know, making a pivot into, you know, being a disciple for Jesus Christ. Let's just keep it real. There was a girl that I saw actually on TikTok. I think her name was Amani or something. I don't know her personally, but I saw her on my TikTok and it seems like there was some scrutiny based around her previous job and her, you know, transitioning into being a disciple for Christ. And she said something that made so much sense. She's like, a lot of you guys are sitting here trying to drag me talking about my previous lifestyle as a bartender or what have you. And you're saying, oh, wasn't that X amount of time ago? Like, yes, it was. And that is just true evidence of Jesus being very real and working in my life. See, the thing about human beings is in our flesh, we tend to compare timelines. We like to be, ain't no way you were just in the club last week and this week you're saying that you want to read your Bible because human beings don't like to let go of things. So if you're saying that you're changing, especially as it pertains to the things of the Lord, which are very serious because everything in the spiritual realm is more real than the physical realm. Yeah. So people don't understand that transition. They don't get it. they can't wrap their heads around it. How last year you were just partying with so-and-so, you were just, you know, sleeping with this guy and doing this and doing that. And that's the first thing you're going to hear about when you make this transition is your past. You're going to be confronted every which way with your past. People are going to talk about you. They're going to shame you, all the things. But again, change is necessary. This is the time where we need to lean into our faith when we are dealing with change. Because like Pastor Jerry Flowers said, the opposite of faith is not fear. It is sight. This is why it also says in Isaiah, I believe 31, I do not remember the verse, but it was talking about, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you out. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. We all know also the prayers of the righteous availeth much. When you have your heart sold out for God and you are truly surrendered to God, you really have that intimacy with God. You know that no matter what, your life is in his hands. And this is why I feel the strong conviction the way that I do, because I know that no matter what, God is still going to be using me. That no matter what it looks like, no matter how uncomfortable this is right now, the tons of followers that I'm losing across platforms, it doesn't bother me. My worth is not in these numbers. Yes, of course, you need numbers to make money and social media and all the things, but like, I am just not worried about it. And I have no choice other than to believe that that is simply because that is God giving me so much peace, no matter, you know, in the midst of the storm, no matter what things look like. I'm not bothered by people saying, girl, I'm not watching you anymore. You used it. It doesn't bother me. I'm not even upset at you. I'm really not. I'm not upset at you, because really I understand the truth of the matter is you do have choice power and you should go, you know, find your tribe. And those that truly understand me, that are meant to be in my tribe, they understand I'm still the same fun Aisha. I'm also not even ashamed of anything that I used to talk about in any capacity. I never denounced the things that I used to talk about in any capacity. I simply switched into talking about other things. You see how that works? But again, sometimes it's too difficult for some people to wrap their head around because it's too much of a big pivot for them. They do not understand it. And again, that's okay too, because you don't have to. Whoever's naturally going to follow me, I have people that have been rocking with me since day one. They're still rocking with me now. And I'm grateful for those people. The 1,000 to 3,000 of you that consistently tune in on my, you know, to watch the videos. Also, there's a part of me that knows that it's not always going to be like this. So I really am not ashamed in any capacity. I'm not bothered by what I'm seeing in the physical, because I'm really doing kingdom work. And I know that I'm spreading the gospel and I'm putting good things out here. And I even was putting good things out there before as well. I just am being more vocal about where I'm at right now. And so this also brings me back to, you know, when we are facing the change in our lives, right? With prioritizing our faith, we have to really turn to God and pray for courage, pray for guidance, and pray for trusting him in uncertain times. It used to make my stomach drop when I used to see any negative comment. Of course, hindsight is 2020. If I could go back now, there are a lot of things that I would have done differently when I was going through the thick of the craziest, you know, dramas and things like that in my life. There's a lot, but I don't regret anything. I really, really don't. I have a peace about everything. I know that no matter what, no matter where life is taking me, I'm going to be fine regardless. Like, I don't know. And again, I really don't know what that's going to look like. And I'm truly okay. I do what I do. I show up consistently. Right now, you guys don't even know the time that I'm filming this right now in my office. I show up consistently. You guys don't know what I went through before I came here, because I simply love it. I love what I do. I don't care who's watching. I show up anyway because I truly do love. I love social media. There's power in social media. There's power in connection. There's power in, you know, standing up for something with conviction. There's power in it. And I know that even doing this for less than 6 months, pivoting my content and all the people that have fell off, God can double that in no time. you know, and blessed sevenfold. So all in all, I say, because I'm not trying to do, you know, I'm not going to be here before you long. Okay. I would definitely seek good, godly community. I would look at the things that I'm following on Instagram, go out of your way and press not interested button. Okay. Focus on truly, like when I tell you gratitude really takes things to the next level for you, really like thanking God for the things that he has done. There's always something to be grateful for in this life. I really do think that that is definitely important. Also praying. You want to make sure that you are building that intimacy with God, especially more than ever in this transitional phase of change, because it can feel very scary. It could feel very isolating. And a lot of the times, I saw someone write this yesterday, that the enemy loves to make us feel isolated. I wish I could remember exactly what it says, but he sometimes uses the isolation to like get into our heads. But we're just sometimes in our wilderness season. That's what it is. And really focus on building healthy routine. Like we have learned to romanticize, which I think is amazing. Having like a girl, like little day to ourselves where we're waking up and we're doing like Pilates and prayer. And we are having a little Bible study with our girls. There's yes, you might not have people in the physical, but there's tons of online communities. Like I have one. And also let me know in the comment section down below, like what other type of community you guys would like to build with me in terms of Bible study. I've been consistently doing Bible study privately for like 5 months now. And I would love something a little bit like online that you guys can join. I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know if that's a Discord group. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I want to hear from you. Those of you that are sticking with me, that are sticking beside me, I want to hear directly from you. Please comment. Don't be a silent watcher, especially now more than ever, really, because Lord knows I need the engagement. Let me know. I want to hear from you. So yes, that felt good. I got that off my chest. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.